每天醒来，我都希望自己处于好状态，面对未来挑战。
哦，闹钟总是有其他想法，打乱了日常步调。
生活难免会被内心的声音干扰，失去原有的自我而宕机。这时来两粒 Extra 无糖口香糖，重新找回自我状态。
随身携带 Extra 无糖口香糖，摒除内心的杂音，
用自己独有的节奏创造自己的生活。
我们都喜欢那个最自在的自己。
Extra 嚼出你的好状态，
即日起至5月14号止，
于 7-Eleven 购买 Extra 实力调装口香糖，单件只要17元哦。
And a Happy New Year.
So I would ask the question or 1-1-1-1-1.
If you want to ask, you can ask because all is in Chinese.
Okay.
And everybody wants to listen to your beautiful voice.
Bullshit.
I think I'm a little more sentimental.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really? Really?
I got influenced by you, honestly. Like, from now on, whenever I ask someone, like, really? I usually ask, really? But then, after, you know, hang out with you, I always do, really?
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 What another word that you feel that you feel influenced by me? Animals?
No.
Well, I don't know why. I don't know why, but I pronounce animals. I know.
Animals.
Animals. I know it's...
Where's the edge, though?
I don't know. It's animals. I know it's animals, but when I'm talking like a... For example, do you know the animals? It's kind of... I don't know. Sometimes it's... Ha.
It just comes out.
Yeah, it's come out.
I know there's another one that... Whenever there's a... Like, there's one word, right? And it starts with S. You would always kind of always have like a S sound before the S. Like, let's say, for example, what's your name? Estefan.
Stephanie.
Like, Stephanie or something like that.
It's because we have the tendency to pronounce the S really well.
S.
Yeah.
Ah.
Stephanie.
Okay. So
I have a name. I have a name for, of course. You notice that we pronounce some 13 names in Spanish, but we pronounce in Spanish. Because it's like what we are going to pronounce in English if they have it's a Spanish name.
Got you.
Today, I bring my sister to the studio.
Yes. She's lovely.
No.
She's like a... She's the beautiful version. The feminine version of Concord.
Okay, let's start this shit. Everybody! Ape! Ama! No, are you ready for a star? That's why we
Everybody,
need to...
Everybody! Welcome back to our Bros Bond Show. Ape, Agong, Ama, Ajim, Atong. Abuela.
It's me, Conker.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Bros Bond.
I'm so happy because, you know, probably you guys don't know, but this is our, like, well, it's not going to be our very last episode of this entire season, but this is the last one that we are doing the recording.
Yeah, so, in the schedule we put this is the last episode that we record.
I have a lot of mixed feelings, actually.
Yeah, mixed feelings. I have a lot of mixed feelings, too. I feel like I don't know, bro.
You go ahead.
Thanks for the people who support us. I feel... that I'm going to miss this place. We don't know yet, but I feel like in some way...
We are going to temporarily or permanently.
Even that, now the days... Well, I don't know. We record this in Christmas and I feel so happy that a lot of brands, especially one brand that we are not going to mention... are you going to say the mention?
We're not going to mention.
We are not going to mention the brand...
But we got some Christmas gift. Very subtly, we're gonna show off.
Yeah.
Some of a special item.
We are really happy that brand really
is happy and thankful.
So today we've gathered. Actually, we asked twice, and there are like more than 100 questions we've got, and we have tried to downsize a little bit because some are actually repeated. So today we are going to answer 50 questions. Actually,
would you like to start now?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So everybody, be ready because this is the only one time in your life. Q&A Brosbo.
Okay, let's get into it, shall we?
Okay. I think everybody was waiting for this moment.
Yeah, I like,
feel so scary. I feel so scary.
They'd be like, just start already.
Even yeah? I didn't ask you, how are you? Even I didn't ask you, bro, how are you?
Yeah.
So I'm doing fine. And thank you. And you?
I'm fine. I'm scary, bro. I'm super scary.
Okay, all right. So question number one is, Brosbo的星座组合. Oh, bro. I know you're not a big fan of, you know,
astrology things, yeah. My mother is a big fan of that.
Yeah.
Even my mother, when she was thinking, planning to have a baby, she tried to, me and my sister, we match in the same emotional or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't believe in that. Because I think the personality is the how you build your personality is dependent about that, what happened in your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's true. But what's your sign? He really doesn't believe in any kind of that. Me, on the other hand, I'm a strong believer.
Okay, I am...
Say it.
I'm Aquarius.
Aquarius. I know you hate to hear it, but you are an Aquarius. Like, how you behave, how you think, you're very rational, and you're weird sometimes in your own
way. I don't know why the people, some guys, they come to me and they tell me, oh, when they say, how is your thing? And they say, I'm Aquarius. They say, oh, you are super Aquarius.
Oh, you're super Aquarius.
And I'm like, what the fuck? No, what does it mean to be super Aquarius? It's not like I don't know, I bore with a Bram or something like that, or...
Okay, you might say that's like a stereotype. Or just, you know, weird coming up with the personality. But Aquarius, they tend to be creative, rational, and they live in their own bubble.
Yeah.
That's basically you, bro. Okay. My star sign is Leo. So, yeah.
Leo.
I'm a lion, yeah. Girl. I would say, yeah, like, likes to show off. Poor money management.
You're the man accounting. You are the accountant in this company. Why'd you take that responsibility? Knowledge, you are not good in that. Wait.
No, I mean, okay. Not like the overall management. Like when it comes, I tend to be super generous, I would say. So like, if I'm broke, I still like to, you know, give. I still like to be the provider. And that's just, that. Maybe that's just me.
Oh my God, this company is going to be broken.
Yeah, we're going to bankrupt.
I'm okay. Really scared.
The final one is funny. And I would like to think that I'm like, okay.
Yeah. You consider it you funny?
Maybe B plus? Are you both Taiwanese?
Bro, this has happened every time.
Come on, close up. Does he look Taiwanese to you?
That's happened every time that I go outside. Some people, they tell me like, hey, are you Taiwan? Or your parents are, one of your parents are from Taiwan. Uh-huh. Or maybe, are you Yuan Chumin? Are you Aboriginal?
Yeah.
They're like, what? No, I'm Latino 100%.
I mean, you could pass as Aboriginal.
Like a what? Kind of. Some people, they tell me like, I pass like a Amis?
Ame, man. Yeah, Ame, or I don't know, Lukai or Paiwan.
Paiwan?
Yeah. That means you're handsome. That means your, how do I say, your facial structure, it's very defined, and you have a pointy nose. And people love that. I think you could just take it as a compliment, I would say. Yeah.
But I'm so patriotic. So <It's> like, if I need to die for Peru, I will die for Peru.
Nobody would ever guess. But I'm actually mixed. If you could guess, if you try to guess, I am half Taiwanese and half what? I mean, you already know the answer, but yeah. Only by like my face wise. A lot of people
You
guess.
Are the real mix. I'm not. I'm not mixed. I'm 100% Peruvian.
想知道你们做过最丢脸的事是什么? My partner at the time, she had a roommate. They lived together and I visit and occasionally stay there. So we were in the middle of a cardio session in a bedroom and she was...
A cardio session?
Yes, we were burning calories, yeah? And we were, I think we were really close to, how do I say, the wall. So we were making some biking and then she just yelled, she screamed like, stop! Shit! Like the roommate.
Damn!
And we were like,
so should I pull it out right now?
So yeah, it was kind of embarrassing because the next morning we together had brunch.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was like
the face with them. Hmm.
Yeah, but eventually we talk it out. We were like, I'm really sorry if we, yeah.
Oh, I have one more, but it's nobody look at me. But it's like my body can't resist. Because in that moment
your body can't resist?
Because I was driving and I was in traffic and I was really close. I really want to go to do pee. And I was driving. So the traffic was huge. You can't imagine the traffic. The traffic of Taiwan is nothing compared to the traffic of Peru. You can stay hours. So I was really want to go to pee. I wanted to pee, but I was in the traffic. But the traffic is move, stop. So basically, you can't go out.
Basically.
Yeah. So I was like, I feel how my body wants to explode. So I want to try to like really close, like maybe two blocks next to me was like the gas station. But I couldn't stop. I couldn't. And just
you can't hold it anymore.
And I do pee in my car.
But in... into a bottle or into
no just I was driving because I need to keep because I was it's accelerate, stop, accelerate, brake. So in that moment I was in this move, so I couldn't stop and holding one bottle and duping, not just I float out.
Oh, you wet your pants?
Yes, but was really in that moment I feel like oh no, brah. And then I it'll clean my car, like you can't imagine it, but I feel like a kid because it's like
how much you wet, like you just let it go and let it all out.
Yeah, it's like a lady, you're like a okay. I'm if I'm going to die, but not for pee, so I'm going to, yeah, because I know if you hold in your pee long,
your
time,
bladder will explode. That's yeah. True, yeah.
So, in that moment, that can be more than shameful.
Well, one time I think I told you this. I was in a production and they were shooting outside, like at a beach, right? It's like already outdoor. And it was like in the middle of night. And I felt like my bladder is about to explode. I told them repeatedly, I really need to go to the restroom. And they said, just one more shot. Like, you know how it works. One shot, it usually takes like 30 to 40 minutes. I really couldn't hold it anymore. And I said, can I please just have a bottle and then I can pee in a car, like privately at least? And then they told me that, well, right now we don't have a cup or like a bottle, but we do have a plastic bag. So I peed in a plastic bag.
In a plastic bag.
And it freaking leaked.
But it was a plastic bag, but yeah. I did pee in my pants, in my hole. Yeah. And you won.
Bro Spawn, 团队有几个人? Oh, this is a really good question. So
I think a lot of people think that it's a big team.
We actually have a huge team. Yeah, you want to go ahead and introduce all of our members?
Okay, we have a Jack, we have a Alex for the camera, we have a Beanie for the light, we have a John for the editing, we have a Alex, another Alex for the reels, and we have a Martin who is taking care of the production. We have a Gabriel who is taking care of the brand, and you can contact Gabriel at robrosbong.com.
We actually have an in-person English tutor there just in case.
We need to
no, just us.
No, actually, just well, us. In this moment for real we have one more person. We are three.
We have an extra help.
Yeah, we have an extra person, but
she just joined like a few days ago.
But all the whole basically the whole season, first season and second season, we was just two, you and me.
Yeah.
But that is the point. I told you, the people think that we are a lot of people because we work like a lot of people. Yeah. We do like a full-time job.
Yeah.
Yeah, we work super, super hard, like 8 a.m. to the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Even we have a meetings 1 a.m., 12, half. So we work super hard because we are, of course, we dedicate, we put the focus that this is going to be amazing and this needs to be big and this needs to be one of the best podcasts in the whole Taiwan, in the whole life.
Are you declaring war right now to other Taiwanese podcast shows?
No.
请问会建议出国工作吗? Well, you're working overseas. How does that make you feel? Like, what's your personal experience working abroad? Like, away and in a relatively unfamiliar environment?
Heart.
Would you recommend people doing that?
You need to be brave.
You need to be brave.
You need to be brave. You need to settle that is this or died. Yeah, is or you are successful or you died. That's the simple because I know that Taiwan I can't speak Chinese. Taiwan is a country that is only Chinese. And when I assist to the shows, to maybe some, just only the show in the mall, all is in Chinese. And I know that I can't speak Chinese.
Yeah.
But I try to build something big because I really want to be part of the Taiwanese culture. I love Taiwan with my whole heart.
I think it's 120% sure, true, that you are going to have hardship and you are going to face adversity, that's for sure. Like, you can have all the fantasy and all the dream, and it's lovely that, you know, you have a dream and that you're going for it, you're trying to achieve it by taking actions, but you have to also be realistic. Yeah, some countries, some nations, they are super friendly to tourists, foreigners, but yeah, you have to, you know, really weigh in the options and really see in a realistic, from a realistic angle, like through the lens of, okay, if one day I want to live there, I want to star and plan my entire career there, it's a different thing. So I would say, yeah. And also, like, for example, I worked and I studied in the States. I would say, yeah, I lived in California and people were so nice. But at the same time, you really got to step out of your comfort zone. Yeah. Like for me, there was a long time I felt that, oh, I wasn't really confident speaking in English. So I hung out with a lot of, you know, Chinese friends, Taiwanese friends, Hong Kong friends. And at that time, I honestly loved them. And we hung out all the time. But my English ability and proficiency, I didn't improve at all. And it's like, up until I really decided that, no, I have to break this thing. I cannot continue to stay in my bubble. It's basically, if you go to Chinatown and if you eat dim sum and if you hang out with Chinese speaking friends, you're not really living in a foreign environment. Yeah. So I would say have your expectation and also really try to be realistic. Yeah. We recommend it. I think if you have an answer, you should go for it. If you're still, you know, weighing the option, then think. Really hold your horses. Try not to make any sudden and, you know.
I think twice for everything. Yeah, everything that, every decision that you have, think twice.
很好奇 Conqueror 明白 比较不一样的意思吗? 例如句子的尾巴会有腻辣之类的撞声词。
You can give me some questions, some example, and I can tell you what is the emotion.
你是跟我说过了吗?
Is you finished? Or did you tell me?
Or 你是跟我说过的你哪?
Again.
你是跟我说过的你哪?
It's a little more like you trade that person. Like
a little bit in a annoying tone.
Annoying tone.
Yeah. It's like, well, did you tell me then? Uh-huh. Because you didn't. In a sense like,
yeah,
that. Or 你跟我说过的啦?
It's like, okay. It's like, I already tell you the answer. I already know the answer.
He knows the really subtle nuance. Yeah.
Bro, living in Taiwan for 4 years, I try to... Basically, it makes sense.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Because even with the sound, what you say, like a no, la. The la is more like a could.
Yeah.
Like a hao la. It's like a hao la.
Yeah. Oh,
hao ba. How about? It's like a little more kawaii, like I say, okay.
Hola.
You never are going to say hola. I consider I'm a little Taiwanese. I feel like...
You are. Oh, I already gave you the invitation to the Chinese hell, to the Taiwanese hell. What are you talking about? You are welcome. Any regretful thing that you had or had not done?
Listen, I'm one person that take decision and I love the decisions that I take.
Uh-huh.
I don't live...
No
I don't
regrets.
Live. Yeah, I don't live thinking in, oh, what if? No, it's I take this decision, I live with the consequence, and I go. I keep working, I keep doing. Mm-hmm. Even when we talk back decisions,
yeah,
it's like, okay, we fuck up, but now what is the next? We can't, it's like we stay here, but now we need to go up again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that. What about you? You have a song?
This one? I don't regret the decision that I made, but I got to know some other extra information after I already done that thing. So, well, I told my mom when I was in high school, I told my mom that, Mom, I want to study in the United States of America. And my mom was like, oh, really? I heard it's quite it's going to cost us an arm and a leg. Do you want to maybe wait until you're a master? And at that time, I was studying in dance. I was majoring in dance, and my mom was a dance teacher. So obviously, if I stay, then chances are I'll be a dance instructor or a professional dancer right now. And at the time, I just like I was so crazy. I fell in love with acting and just like, no, I have to go into Hollywood and film industry, cinema. I love everything there. I want to go there and I want to eventually be able to work there and live there and, you know, live the American dream. And my mom's like, okay, yeah. And so I got in and then she supported me all the way through. By the way, I was not sponsored by any like scholarship or anything. So everything was completely paid out of pocket to a private university. Super expensive and probably cost me, my mom, like about a house, I would say. Yeah. And I found out later on that she kind of, she took a loan in order to support me.
Oh.
Yeah. And she was, you know, like, yeah, well.
But yeah. Would you change that?
If I had known that one piece of information, I would still have my American dream, but I would not go that soon, you know? I mean, like, I was very grateful, but I was just like, oh, my mom gave me this much of money, so I'm going to divide them, I'm going to save them. Without knowing, everything was borrowed from the bank, or it was a loan. Yeah, if I had known that, I might, like, my decision might change. Yeah. But I did not regret. I freaking love the experience. I like spending thousands of dollars just having art teacher teach me how to lie on the floor correctly and breathe correctly. That's basically what we do. You know, like whenever people ask you, oh, cool, you're an art student. So what exactly did you learn? Like, what are your skills? You went, you study acting. I'm like, I feel like I learned a lot. You know the feeling that you feel like you learn a lot, but you feel like at the same time you learn absolutely nothing. It's like you can't really, you know, you can't put it into words. But I would say I overall I love the experience. Yeah.
But if you were in USA, you can't speak English, right?
Yeah.
And if you can't speak English, we didn't meet.
Yeah.
So basically, I think.
Yeah.
Let
everything leads to another thing. Yeah.
如果你有女儿，会把女儿嫁给对方吗？
No hard feelings, just, you know, completely honest answer.
I think you are a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know you in deep. Like, I don't know how is your real life, because we have that life that everybody saw.
Yeah.
But I saw you in your real, in maybe I can know you, maybe like I can tell you like a 60 or 70% because I really don't know how is your life in your room? What is your thoughts and what is your mind? But what I saw, if don't have, no matter the age, a person like you, yeah, why not?
Okay. I have the same.
No, bro, I'm a fucking playboy. Before I get married, before I find the right person, I was a shit of person.
You always have that crazy Kike Kongor period. If you were in that period.
No, say no.
No,
it was in the crazy Kike Kongor period.
But now I know you and I see. I think one thing that really touched me, even though I'm not, you know, like your lover, but I see, you know, from the side, like how much you're willing to do for your wife and the communication and you staying calm and you taking notes. I think that's, it's really rare that it's such a daring quality. You rarely see that in men, especially at this age. So I would say, if you talked about dating, I don't know. But yeah, if you're like serious, then I think, yeah. When are we going to have an in-person fan meeting?
Oh, amazing question.
Amazing question.
Lovely question. Everybody, now the season number 3, we have a lot of big plans. So everybody, prepare the people. I think the first show is going to be for the people of Tainan. So everybody, the Tainanese, everybody, you need to be ready because we are going to prepare one big show for you. You can participate of the recording season number 3 of Bros Bone. We don't know exactly when, we don't know exactly how, but we will have this plan.
But it's gonna happen
for sure. So it's going to happen that if you love this podcast, maybe you can tell us something in this podcast, because we have a lot of schedule that participate for the public, participate so everybody, and even you can write your own question or what happened to you this day. So we are going to choose, we are going to read, and we are going to comment. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a really big show, but face to face. In one period, we don't know, but it's part of the season number 3.
Yeah.
One of the plans.
And we're so open for ideas. Even for today, this Q&A was suggested by our fans. So yeah, if you like to have a fan, if you like to meet up with us, or if you like to, you know, have a show together, we're open. Yeah, everything's
but like
possible.
I told you, Brosbone is trying to give you that 100, the best experience in your life. For podcast, for audio, for imagining, for everything. So if one day we want to make a one fan meeting, yeah, the same, need to be amazing, need to be one of the big, one of your best experiences in your life.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard, so give us some time.
Yeah, exactly.
你们会做 vlog 吗? 日常生活的那种?
We don't dislike the idea. We are just simply terrible at it.
Yeah, it's because we need to give time, but the whole time that we have already is for Brosbone.
For me, the hardest part is actually, I think for the editing, yes, it's hard.
It's hard.
And it's really energy consuming. But the hardest part is when you're outside and then you need to, you know, like hold your camera and say, hi, everyone. So I'm like right now in here and we're doing this. I tried, you know, when I went to Korea, I tried. And it was...
How many episodes you record? How many episodes you pull?
I recorded 10 episodes worth content and I only uploaded 2. Literally every day, and I wake up and I will be like, hello, today is Saturday. And you know, I talk all. I think I probably say for like close to 50 gigabits of the content. Yeah, but
yes.
I stopped.
I think we are going to do one time. Uh-huh. Maybe for the season number 4, you are going to see how is our real life. But we need one person who hold the camera.
We need a cameraman.
Yeah, we need a cameraman. It's impossible that we do our own vlogs.
But honestly, other than this podcast, we do have huge plans for, you know, we're actually in the process of trying to develop more and more really crazy, fun, interesting shows. It might not be vlog, yes, but it's going to be something, you know, equally fun. It's going to be really exciting. Yeah, yeah. We'll let you guys know, you know, when we have more of a clear idea at exactly what we're going to do. But we have
be
crazy,
ready for the season number 3.
We have crazy, crazy, crazy big plans and, you know, huge blueprints for it. Yeah.
Totally. For the season number 3, it's going to be amazing.
It is. Okay, moving on. Ooh, this one is spicy. What do you love the most about each other?
I think I love your dedication for the war. That's a really impressive for me. You love to war and you have a really strong idea about what is the man in the role men that need to support, have a really strong future, right, have a war heart. So I really like that. I really love that. And your dedication and your loyalty is one of the things that I value and I love for you.
Mm.
Really clear.
For me, I don't want to cry. I will not cry, but one thing I love about you is there was one time that we were in crisis and I was so in the middle, just I was stuck in a void and thinking about, I'm gonna fall, I fucked up big time, this is gonna end, this is so bad. And the only concern that I have was because I didn't just get that's a hate only, you know, like me, I am as if like I'm dragging you in this whole shithole. And I feel so sorry for that. It's like, you didn't do anything. It was, you know, the entirely purely what I did, but you are also getting, you know, like some kind of harassment. And that for me at the time, I was like, oh shit. Someone is going down with me and this is not great. But then you just said that, bro, turn on your phone. It's okay. I'm gonna be with you like 100% from the start all the way to the end. And that was the first time that I had this strong fear, that the sense of abandonment, that I feel like, yeah, it's totally reasonable if you just want to cut me loose. It's totally reasonable because that's probably what 95% of, you know, the population would do if someone fucked up big time. That's when you say, beep. But you didn't, not even for 1 second. And you only, like, at that time, there was a lot of accusation, a lot of curiosity, a lot of questions asked. And you only asked me, I know you. Did you intentionally do this? I said, no. You're like, okay, then we're going to fix it. It's okay. everything's gonna be okay. And that's the first time, like, what? That's it? I don't have to defend. I don't have to try to convince you. I don't have to do anything. You just believe me, who I am. And that's the time I felt like I'm working with someone that I can for sure trust all my life with.
I am crying. Ah, my bro.
Yeah.
I love you.
This one is for me. Tyler's sexuality.
Damn!
Is Tyler straight or is Tyler gay?
Bro, we are going to start. You want to?
This is honestly one of the most asked question. Why is this the most asked questions? I think it's hard to say because I only say the fact because I really hate tags, labels. I don't like to be labeled into a specific category. I think that if you find belongingness, if you feel like, oh yeah, you find a community and you want to stay in that category, I think it's perfect. But I think for me, I don't know. I don't like to be labeled. But I would say I've only been attracted to women. At one point in my life, I was really confused. I was like, huh, I see pictures of, you know, really muscular guy, like fitness model. And I at one point, I was like really confused, like, do I like them or I want to be like them? That was like the one point. And then I think after that, I realized that I just want to have their body. I'm my body. I want to be chiseled. I want to be really, you know, shredded.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I am attracted. I want to have sex with them. No, it doesn't mean that like that. But yeah, I think like to you, you're like super, you're 100% straight. To me, I don't know, honestly, but I've only been attracted to women so far, I would say. Yeah. But don't hate me if in the future some other things happen. So let's get that out of the question, yeah? So I'll just answer it now. I like girls and yeah, I'm single right now.
That wasn't the question. That wasn't the question. The question was, you are boy and girl. You like boy and girl, nothing more. Who funny asks you if you are single?
Okay. You guys are not curious, but yeah, I'm single.
Basically, you're making one invitation for everybody.
I am. Okay. Tyler and Kang-guo's 理想型.
I think my wife is clear 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, more ladies, pay attention. Everybody, take a note. Take a pen and paper because now you are going to listen the list of the requirement for our gentleman number one, the most handsome guy in Tainan. He is Tainanese. He has a successful podcast. He is going to be rich. So everybody, ladies in your house, you need to take care of this requirement. Tell me, Tyler, thanks for being this program. Find your middle orange. What is your type?
My type? Opposite than you. I prefer
small,
tiny girls.
Tiny?
Yeah. I'm not super tall. I'm like 175. So yeah, I prefer someone 160 or even...
We listen, some tiny girls in your houses now is screaming and crying like for happy. It's the most happy woman. So if you are less than 160, you are possible, the type of Tyler. What more, Tyler?
Honestly, I just think little humans are so cute and adorable.
If you are a minion, you have more possibility. If you are less than 130, you have a really
less
big
than 130 is what? I'm not looking for elementary kids, yeah? Okay, second requirement, you have to way past puberty. Thank you.
Okay, lady.
The second one, I like someone who smiles and then their eyes do something like this. Like,
okay, so if you are a clown, you can...
A clown, but I like someone who likes to smile.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's it. Yeah.
Basically, you don't need too much things. Basically, if you don't need to cut your feet and you need to less than 160 and just you need to smile and Tyler is going to be yours. Thank you in this program, the fight in the gear for Tyler.
经营频道最难的是什么? 最有挑战的是什么?
Find a correct partner. I think that the best part is the most hard part for everybody who want to create something is find a correct partner. Because for us, even work in this podcast, we have a long time, like 1 year ago, this break that we want to do something together, but we didn't find that. But we were swimming above, looking another option, possibility, people. But in that moment that we told more and we know that, yeah, we can work together. So we start to building that. And after a big fight, but it's close to the end of the season number one, we sit down and we talk more clear about know more each other. And we understand that basically we are in the same page and we want the same thing. So we start to work together more hard. And after a big fight, a big down moment, we notice that, yeah, if I want to put me in one ship that is going to be down on one island, desert island, I prefer maybe it can be Tyler, my partner, because you're a really good partner for doing this.
Mm. I think for any relationship, for that be romantic, professional, or family-related relationships, I think it's really crucial to... Yeah, you've been through some awesome time, but then you also got to really see the worst time, or that you've been through some shit. And then I think that's like when you can be sure, is this the person that you want to, you know, continue to have that partnership? Yeah, for whatever that partnership would be. And I think that, yeah, I think actually that a lot of people try to avoid conflicts from happening. And because, you know, obviously we're just you two people working together, but even just two people, you might have, like, obviously you're going to have some different opinion, different perspective, and sometimes that leads to ending up in an argument. But I'm super happy that we had that fight, and you understand that, oh, there are things that you need to work on, and then you also understand, okay, what the other person probably lack of, and how can I do from here to support, to fulfill, and to improve as a team. So yeah, like you said, I would hate to sink, but if that person was you, so be it. Yeah. It's like, it's super, super important to, it's, yeah, the most important essence that to find a right partner. What I love about you is like, we only focus on the thing, like the matter, not each other. We don't do any personal attack. Like, when we feel like, huh, I'm a little bit taken back by this decision, by this approach, we just only talk about that matter. We don't, you know, let it escalate it into becoming like, you know, just fighting each other. You're a terrible human being. Like, we never did that. And I think that's one thing that I really, really, really appreciate of. I try to work with other people to start a YouTube. And we did some, you know, like vlog and street interviews. We try, it was fun, but she was just way too chill. She's just like, oh, let's catch a train. And then we got there. The next train is like an hour later. I'm like, what is going on? We have a guest. And the guest was like, how long are we gonna wait? I'm like, no, this is not how you work. You need to have a plan, like a solid plan before you execute it. And the next time I try podcast with a guy, I'm here. I'm here with you, so you can imagine how that went down. 最后一次觉得对方真的超帅的瞬间.
Oh, today.
Today?
When I'm watch myself in the mirror.
Me! About me! Not about you! Okay, I have one. I didn't see you. We were on a phone call. And we were in the middle of a meeting. And then your wife came back from work or some other places. And then you said, hold on a second. I need to kiss my wife. I need to say hello to my wife. I'm like, aww, that's... shuai.
Oh, that's kind of shuai.
That kind of shuai.
The first date I meet you. Because before...
Taiwan Plus?
Yeah, in Taiwan Plus. Because before I meet you, I'm still your fan. I'm still happy to work with you. Uh-huh. But before meet you, I was like, fuck, it's he! It's he in person! And I shake your hand, like I present, like I basically with nobody, I present like, yeah, I say, hi, my name is Enrique. You know, Amy, blah, 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 blah. And it's like,
I remember, yeah.
That's the first time that I... Because I'm still your fan. I'm really fan of you. But the first time that I was like at my world, boom, it's like I meet you face to face.
Yeah. It's different vibe. Like the vibe that you get from internet, from, you know, like all those things, and versus when you actually All right, meet this person, work with this person, hang out with this person is different.
Yeah. In that moment was my the wow, he's real.
It's real. Next one is for me. What is the meaning of Tyler's tattoo? I have two tattoos actually.
Two?
Yeah.
I just saw one.
I don't know how to show this. So this is basically a sun, a new moon, and a compass.
Yeah.
And that for me, it's not to be beautiful, it's to remember something. I was in a period of time there where I was completely lost. I couldn't sleep. I have insomnia and I felt alone. I didn't know which way to go, what am I doing, or what is the meaning of life. But then eventually I thought that, hey, I am going to get through this. I'm going to pull through. So I got a tattoo to remind myself that no matter when it's daytime, dark time, know where you're going and then go for it. Everything's going to be fine. Yeah. So
amazing. I
think that's the first one. And the second one actually doesn't mean much. It's just 1997, but in Roman numeral. Yeah. In Roman numbers. Is it Roman? I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Roman.
Yeah. So it's just basically 1997. Yeah. The year I was made. I was introduced to this world.
The year was... You was made 1 year before, actually.
Yeah, so... Oh, I was... Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the word? Inseminated? I became one embryo 10 months before.
But you didn't say when is your birthday.
My birthday? August 10th.
You want to send out something for the birthday? No, no. For the brands? No. Yes, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Some gift. Right. Okay, next question.
成立 podcast 的契机.
Long time ago, we have one plan to do something together. Like, actually, now can be like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. After we shooting, we know that we are going to talk. We are going to do something together, but never we come back with a really strong idea. And until the day you tell me that you are in Tainan, and you want to do something,
yeah.
And we made, and I present to you one like an option. Like, we can do this way. In this option, we can do just two things, and that's it.
Yeah. I would say never wait until you've perfected everything to start. You start, and then you learn along the way, and then you can try to...
Yeah, because even in the beginning, we say we are going to try.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first season, the first episode, we say we are going to try. We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
If it's bad, yes, we close that.
Yeah. So, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. Everybody, thank you. We hope that we can answer your whole questions. We hope that we answer you the whole question. And remember that maybe we are going to have a 1 second part, second Q&A, but you need to pay attention because this was the most personal episode that I can tell you, because I open my heart, I open my mind, I open my ideas, I open my background for you. So, thank you for this 100K. I'm so really, really happy. I'm so sentimental.
We are going to welcome our 200K. Yeah, stay with us. And I don't know. Yeah, if you like it. If you don't like it, still press the like. Yeah, will you? So, everybody, I think that was our 100K Q&A. If you have any more questions, please go ahead and leave a comment down below or send us a message. Yeah, if we have part two, then we're going to also collect your questions.
I don't know. I feel naked.
I feel naked.
Thanks, everybody. That's all for today. Don't forget to follow us in our official Instagram, BrosBone on Instagram. Thanks, everybody. You want to say something?
Nope.
You feel naked too, right?
I feel naked too.
So, thanks, everybody. It's me, Concord.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is BrosBone. Thank you for the 100K. Thank you.
And thank you. Gray hat, gray hat. We're rocking the style, yeah.
Studio 307，灯光美，气氛加使用的设备都还超级顶级。不管你是 Pro 级的专业人士，想要自己来试试看，或者是新手菜鸟需要人家引导讲解，台南的朋友想要当 Podcaster 吗？赶快过来，赶快试试看，这里 Studio 307很赞。